Please be seated. 1 Corinthians 10 passage we were just reading, I just zero in now on verses 16 and 17. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there's one bread, yet we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. When we eat the bread, we partake in Christ's body. When we drink the cup, we partake of Christ's blood. The New Testament presents the Lord's table as a church meal. The whole church participates together. It's what he emphasized here in verse 17. One more time. Because there's one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. The single loaf of bread was a sign that we're united to Christ, together, all of us. Together we're one because each of us is in him. That means we're together. We're nourished together, we grow together. Being one body means that we're bound to each other. We are a family. We still have families of our own, of course, and we live with our families. We also belong to a church family. And in that sense, the church is a family of families. Even though we don't share possessions and family relationships in that same way, we're connected to each other here because we are one in the Lord. It's a real union. In the church in Corinth, they did something terrible to go against this beautiful demonstration of union. The wealthy members ate the Lord's Supper alone. They broke away from other people who weren't as wealthy, and it was rude, and it caused a scandal in Corinth. And the poor were left out only because they had nothing monetarily. So here Paul corrects that wrongdoing. That he says the cup of blessing is not a participation in the wealth group. It's a participation in the blood of Christ. That's the thing, the only thing that binds us together. Because we love Christ, because we love Christ within the brothers and sisters, one sister shows what it means to give generously. One brother shows faithfulness in the middle of personal suffering. Two sisters are discouraged and need encouragement. Two brothers have great patience. One believer is kind and knows how to accept everyone through ups and downs. Another is humble and does not see his or her accomplishments as a reason for pride. One is strong and offers insight into the path God would have us to take. We learn Christ together from each other. We suffer together. We rejoice together. We live and die together. We follow the apostles in their writings as our teachers. We follow Christ as our one Lord and Master. We have God as our Father in heaven. We come to this table, we come to eat and drink a meal together. We cannot allow bitterness to grow, but instead take steps to restore. God loves his church deeply, and this sacrament is one of the ways that God shows his love for us. We rejoice in God. We rejoice in each other. A reminder to parents of